Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, and thanks for downloading the Sunranto Show, which is brought to you by all of our Patreon supporters, who we call the Super Ranters. For more information how you can become a Super Ranter and listen to the Sunranto Show early and ad-free, join our Patreon campaign and support us at patreon.com/sunranto. Do it today, and you'll never have to hear me ask you again. Here's the show.
Cubby blue blood flowing through our veins, sitting in the bleachers in the rain. We've shed a million tears and drank as many old style beers out at the game. Let's go, Cubby Sunranto.
Michael Cotton.
Sunranto.
Michael Cotton.
Sunranto and the lovable Lucy.
Boutros Ghali.
Sunranto.
Michael.
Sunranto.
Cotton.
Sunranto and the lovable Lucy.
Michael Cotton.
Sunranto.
Boutros Ghali.
Todos, estoy bien porque los cerveceros son muertos ahora. If you don't speak Spanish, I just said the brewers are dead. And I'm Danny Rocket. I've just come from an incredible weekend where the Cubs took 2 of 3 from the Brewers. And even in the loss, I had a good time rocking out on a rooftop. I'm joined by Eternal Jinx, Michael Cotton, who's caught like pretty much one game this year and they lose. So congratulations.
That was the only game I've been to and they lost. It was ugly.
And we have a Brewers enthusiast here, Mr. Eric Wheelo, straight out of L.A.
Yeah, here we are coming off of a very lowly series with you guys that does not make us feel really great coming out of it, to be honest with you.
How do you feel about being 5 games behind the Cardinals now and just really looking to, I don't know, get into that postseason tournament playing, I don't know, the number 2 team or some shit like that? I don't know how they do it now.
Yeah. No,
playoffs have disappeared. We're playing tournaments now. So
yeah, I mean, everybody gets in, so I think we're only a game and a half out of that wild card spot. But that's only because the Padres continue to lose for no good reason at all. That offense doesn't even seem to be able to figure itself out. But I said at the trade deadline, like, the Cardinals went out, and they got Montgomery, and they got Q, and they picked up some guys that have really stepped up, and the Brewers held serve. And it's not surprising to me that the Cards are surging ahead here, and they're up 5.5 games. I mean, this was a series we needed to win, and we didn't. We won 1 of 3 games, and now we go play the Dodgers in L.A.
And the Cubs are not necessarily a good team. I mean, this was a winnable series for you, and you didn't do it.
All the games were winnable even. I mean, it's like you were right there. You had the lead, and you blew it. I mean, Christian Yelich dropping that baseball, you know, I mean, just like allowing Hap to score on what should never have been a sacrifice fly. I mean, Yelich is there basically playing shortstop when he catches that ball. Just can't. I mean, maybe I know that steroids sometimes can like do things with your joints. So maybe that's why he lost it on the transfer.
It's pathetic. It's like, what do we do with Christian Yelich at this point? He has a noodle for an arm. He can't get it in from left field. He can't hit in the leadoff spot. He didn't
How many years do you have left of him?
I think it's another 6 or 7.
he's literally worse than the Jason Hayward contract.
The and one guy,
Hayward, even up to the moment that he left with his knee thing this year, was always at least good in the in defense and had an arm on him that he could throw guys out, maybe not as good anymore as he did once, but still, you could at least count on that part of his game.
I mean, Christian Yelich was solid with the Marlins. I'm almost positive. I think he won a gold glove with them 1 year when he came in here, but it's just been nothing.
He did.
Yeah, he won one with them, and that was like the big selling point. But he's come in. He's a liability out there. He doesn't have the speed rushing in on balls. I think you've seen that a couple times. Has no arm to get it in. You can't DH the guy. He can't hit leadoff anymore, and he needs the rest. It's like a win game on Sunday, and he's a lefty, and they don't play him. I mean, what does that say about the confidence in him? The one guy that stepped up was Keston in that last game, Keston Hira, and we've sent him down four times just because there's nowhere to put him in the lineup because we have veterans that play the positions he play. And it's gotten to the point that this guy needs to get played, but what are we going to do?
Look,
it's rotating chairs.
What do you do with a guy that can sort of catch and can't throw? You put him at first.
Yeah.
Do you think they can put Yelich over there at first?
No, because Roddy Tellez can hit off of lefties and righties. Sure. He's batting 230, 25 home runs over 75 RBIs, and he takes walks. He's a great pickup for us.
Hold on. I forgot. There's this awesome thing now. They have a DH.
Oh.
Imagine if you could just take one player on your team and not use him for shit and just make him a half a player. That'd be awesome if we had a position like that. It would fix baseball.
Yeah, it would. But then when you have the Hunter Renfros and the Andrew McCutchens of the world, the guys that are, you know, I mean, but McCutchen, he's still got it, but he needs some rest.
He's 87 years
old. I know. He's old.
Wheels out there, man.
He had a home run in this one. In game one, he had a two-run homer. I mean, you were winning that game. And then, you know, I don't know what happened. I mean, you got these veterans performing for you, and there's a pitching. Just let you down, Eric.
Colby Milner comes in, and he blows it. Devin Williams gives up a save opportunity in that role. I mean, every day Hader pitches worse for San Diego makes me feel a little bit better. But when we lose two or three to the Cubs, it's like it probably would have been the same result no matter what we did there. So,
yeah. Well, it's kind of unconscionable. I mean, the Brewers, I don't think they even look that good on paper. They do. They look like a bit of like the even more broken version of the Cardinals ARP tour.
Yes.
You know, in a way.
That fucking ARP tour is working. God.
Yeah. Except the ARP tour. Well, I got into the conspiracy theory. We're going to preview the Cardinals series, which starts tonight, but yeah. I think they're letting Pujols take drugs. I really do. I mean, they're like 15-3 in August. Pujols like hit six home runs in the last two games or something. Like, it's ridiculous.
He hit two in one game against us.
Pee in the cup. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, he's probably just like, it doesn't matter if he gets caught at this point. You know what I mean? Like, he may as well just fucking do it. And the league doesn't want to, you know, mar the end of his career, so they're not going to test him.
Yeah. What have the Cardinals even become? Did you see Yachty took off this weekend because he wanted to go watch his
basketball team?
Yeah, his basketball team in Costa Rica or Puerto Rico or whatever it was. Yeah. It's like, what are we doing anymore?
Wait, does Yachty own a basketball team?
Yeah. Yachty owns a basketball team. Yeah, I want to look more into this. Our friend Jose Orlando Mercado, great friend of the show and mine, he lives down in Puerto Rico, and he's been sending me stuff that's all in Spanish from Puerto Rico. They're practicing my Spanish. And the other day, like, Yachty was on talking basketball on Puerto Rican. I think it was to some reporter, and he was drunk and, like, talking smack and just like, yeah. And this is future Hall of Famer.
Globetrotters?
What's that?
Should be. I hope they're called the Yadier Globetrotters.
I like it.
Yeah, he sucks. I don't even know. I mean, he is going to finish up this year, but it sounds like he's already kind of finished. Like, he hasn't played much. He's been injured. He just took off. Team leader, quote unquote.
Yadier Molina. He can't run, man. I saw him go from first to third. He got gunned out. It should have been an easy first to third, and it was unbelievable how far he got gunned out by.
He got gunned out from a guy in the bleachers throwing the ball back.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this series. The Blue Angels were flying airplanes all over the place.
Oh,
it's loud.
The play-by-play guys, it's like all they talk about the entire series is the formations and when they fly over and the memories from when they were a child when they fly over. It's like, we get it. It's a fucking airplane. Like, okay.
Yeah, I'm never betting that much into planes, but every time I tried to, like, because I was at all three of these games, but every time I tried to be really cynical about it and hate on it, everybody I talked to was really enjoying it. So I didn't want to shit on everybody's parade, like, to their face, but I'll do it on this show. Yeah, fuck the Blue Angels, I'm bored.
I was with you, Danny. I heard you on Bleed Cubby Blue talking about how you hated it. You and Sarah don't like it, and you know, I'm at the game yesterday, and the first two flyovers, right? The plane's not really going that fast, and he's kind of just cruising over, and it's loud, but it's not crazy loud. And I'm like, oh, this is actually pretty cool. I don't know. Eight flyovers later, I was like, fuck this. Yeah. This does suck. Like, Danny's been dealing with this all week.
Since Wednesday.
Because they were doing, like, because the other eight flyovers were, like, really fast and really fucking loud. And we are in a stadium that had probably 25,000. Don't listen to what they told you was there. Yeah. 25,000 people. And you couldn't hear a single one of them because these guys were flying over. So,
wow. Yeah, it's rough. The pilots were there on Friday. I was there with my mom. She taught English at a at the library, and she had a Japanese student named Yuka. And they came to visit. They love Chicago, so her and her husband Tatsuya came in and gave him his first shot of Malort. I don't know if check out my Twitter.
Oh yeah, that was unbelievable, man. It's a spit take, man. Oh my god.
Oh man, I was gonna upload that if I got time.
I haven't even seen it yet.
Yeah, I forgot to upload it. I will upload it, and we'll bring it on the show like when we take a commercial break. But it was freaking hilarious. Like, it didn't even stay in his mouth for like 1 second. It was just like in blah. It was like his body just instantly rejected it. So, but they loved Wrigley Field, and he loved the airplanes. He was like, this is so cool. And I asked if they had this in Japan. He says, yes, they have it. He's like, but he's never been. So he's so excited to see this kind of thing. And I'm like, oh man. You know, so I couldn't shit on it. You know, they, like, not too much. I'd be like, yeah.
And he's been holding it back. He's like, Monday, I'm going to shit all over this thing.
The Blue Angels, yeah. Like, ooh, formation. Yeah. I'm like, now I know what it sounds like before you get bombed. This is awesome.
Danny's Top Gun, code name Grandpa. code name not on my lawn.
Yeah. Literally yelling into the sky.
Yeah, yeah.
So, game one, man, what a back and forth kind of contest this one was.
Home run derby these first couple of games with the wind blowing out, man. That was fun.
Yeah, McCutchen with the two-run homer in the first. Rowdy hit one in the basket. That was his number 25 on the season for him. Renfro freaking nailed one off the scoreboard.
Oh, that was – they said that was only 440 feet. I was like, come on, man. No, that was a blast, dude.
Yeah, he rocketed that one. Wisdom had a two-run shot, and then the difference in the game was the Morel two-run homer. Cubs out hit or no, they out hit them 10-9 and they outscored them 8-7. So, and the only kind of dark thing about this game for the Cubs anyway, was the pitching line of Keegan Thompson, who only goes 3.2 innings, five earned runs on six hits, gave up those three of those home runs. And, I think and then he went to the IL. So, I think he's gassed.
Yeah.
There's something wrong. He was leaving him over the plate, obviously.
Well, and then go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was just going to talk about the Morel two-run homer. That was great, but it was required because he had like a two-run air ball. Like, he just fucking launched that ball. That was just bad news.
Yeah, and the other launched ball that I thought was going to go out was Fran Mills off the top of the wall, and the dude hit his second career triple. Not only a triple, a stand-up triple where he was like clapping on the base and like going nuts and like, you know,
he's a, that dude's a spark plug. Like between him and Morel, like there's some exciting guys on this team and they're playing good baseball right now. That's kind of fun to watch. Whereas like, you know, the Brewers, wow, this is sticking up the place with a lot more established talent. That's just falling apart down the stretch.
Hey, I mean, until it's sixth inning hitting a bunch of blasts, that's pretty fun. But when Aaron Ashby comes in and gives up six runs, and it's exactly the guy that I told you he was going to be. There was a lot of soft hit balls on the infield, a lot of runners getting on with weird situations. And then he gives up the shots. And Craig got asked after the game, they're like, can you continue to start this guy? And they're like, well, his metrics come out saying that, he's a soft contact pitcher, you know.
They fucking say that his spin rate is this, and so it's supposed to work. And if we just wait long enough, the numbers will happen.
And a soft contact guy is out there striking out eight regardless. He's striking out eight and giving up six runs.
Well, that's what he does. And, I mean, you do see the future in this guy. But he's not figuring it out this year. And when you're in the middle of trying to stay relevant and staying on the in the playoff hunt here, you've got to move this guy to the bullpen at some point, in my opinion.
Well, I mean, I thought that's who he was supposed to. I didn't know he was supposed to be, like, in the rotation all the time as opposed to just being, like, rotation depth who you can, like, piggyback with other guys.
Well, he was in the rotation. We're doing a six-man rotation. Then Adrian Hauser went down, and Ashby kind of had to fill that role on five, you know, the regular rest. So I think when we do get Hauser back, Ashby could move to the bullpen because obviously we need the help, which you've seen through this series.
Yeah. And now we need a little bit more help too up at the big league level because Keegan Thompson went down with a back injury pretty much right after the game. And, I forgot to say something at the beginning of the game or of the show today, which is that I have tickets for tonight. If anybody watching right now would like to go to the game, a friend of mine has six tickets, and I'm using two of them. So there are four tickets. So if you'd like to go to the game, I just got reminded of it because my phone just went off, and I can't find it. So somebody's probably trying to get it.
Reminding you to take your meds, old man.
Yeah, exactly. It's time for me pills.
I will say Leiter Jr. again came out. He had three strikeouts in his role. I mean, are you guys really impressed with Leiter Jr.? Because time I see him pitch, I mean, he seems to get it done.
You saw him pitch yesterday, though.
Yeah. He gave it up.
Or you didn't watch that game. You didn't watch when he blew it like we're used to him doing.
Oh, you're used to him blowing it. All right. Well,
Leiter Jr. struck out the side in a big way. And that was huge. Well, that was the eighth inning that I think he took.
And I guess, I mean, Leiter is getting better, but when he first came out, he was straight trash.
Yeah,
he's starting to work some things out, but then, then he gets his issues like he had yesterday.
Breaking news from Bleacher Jeff just texted to me, got a seat stealer today. So Bleacher Jeff's seat is not available for Bleacher Jeff today. So we'll have to follow that drama throughout the game too. If you want to go and steal Bleacher Jeff's seat even more, maybe steal the seat right behind Bleacher Jeff's seat.
Bleacher Jeff out there putting his mug all over the TV. You know, he's this mascot for the Bleacher Bums, all this stuff. He's just asking.
He's asking for it.
He's asking for people to come at him. Because they're just trying to get him to go nuts.
Yeah, it's like running the gauntlet. Just piss off Bleacher Jeff. It's easy to do, too. I piss him off pretty much every day. It's pretty awesome. It's fun to make him mad. But, you just got to get there earlier, I guess. You know, what can I tell you? You got to be there at 3 if you want it. If you want your seat for the 7 o'clock start, you got to be there 4 hours early. I don't know what to tell you. Do you have a poem for this game? I forgot about that we do poems on this show.
I do.
Okay, well, I'm going to play some music here.
All right, poem 118. Chicago 8, Milwaukee 7. Reyes hits triples like they're going out of style. Wisdom hits homers that fly a country mile. Milwaukee with the lead, Morel through the air ball. but wind is blowing out. Morel's dong was a fair ball.
Ooh, I like that.
Four wins is 2+2, so fly another W.
Yeah, that was an ill-advised throw that made the poem. The Morel ball, like, he should have just held on one. He just he's got a great arm, but he freaking launched it into the dugout.
He jumped into the air. He was out next to Hap. He jumped in the air and then just launched it. I mean, it wasn't even close.
Yeah.
But no, I had to bring it up because, like I said, that was the reason that his heroics later needed done.
Yeah.
Thank you, Maggie May. Excellent poem. I know you're just being nice because that one was not that good.
I like that one.
You like that one?
Yeah, that was good.
Maybe I just need to write poems I don't like.
Yeah, sometimes. No, exactly. Well, sometimes.
That's why I'm not famous.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, but sometimes people like a song I write and I'm like, I don't really like that one. Or I think a song is really good that I wrote and nobody likes it. Like, that just happens sometimes.
You know, they say, you know, I mean, Eric, I'm sure you're in with this too. It's like, you do what makes you happy and you'll find your things. But I mean,
sometimes, you know,
maybe the thing that makes me happy is why people don't like me.
Like, well, America's gotten more stupid, in my opinion. And you see what's considered funny and successful on TikTok, and it's lowest common denominator comedy. So, I mean, people eat that shit up. So sometimes the stuff we don't respect as true artists on here, true poets and true musicians, you know, it's what the rest of America, you know, loves, man.
Eric, you know what your comedy set needs? More fart jokes.
More, yeah.
Yeah, you really need at least 25% more jokes about flatulence. I think that would be really hilarious.
Less jokes on the state of this country and the cancellation of Anne Frank. More farts.
Yeah. Have you ever thought about creating a catchphrase?
Oh.
I didn't do it.
Zoinks. Like, that was in my Wheelow house.
Better get back in that kitchen. Yeah. Make me a sandwich.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk a little about game two. It was delayed slightly by rain. I'd like to thank Mike for the ticket to this one. Appreciate it.
Thank you to you guys for not canceling it. That's really nice of you. I mean, that's out of character, you know.
I was a little disappointed that it wasn't delayed longer. Be honest, because I was late and I was like, oh, sweet, it's delayed. So anyway, why don't we just start with the poem? Why don't we start with the poem as long as we're in a poetry mood?
Cubs poem 119, Chicago 6, Milwaukee 5. Give Willie those bennies. Another dong makes 20. Walking off Ricketts pennies, even though they've got plenty. Clown ball makes me frown, y'all. Manfred Mann makes me leave the stands. Fake RISP makes me fly the T. I just don't care.
Wait, all right. Now that was a bad poem. Especially the end. Jeez.
Yeah, I just don't care. Fucking tie ball games drive me insane anymore. I was sitting there, you know, in the stands yesterday going, what do I do if this goes to fucking Manfred innings? Like, this sucks.
Well, they're not serving beer anymore. You might as well leave.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's just such a frustrating thing. It's to watch these games and, you know, and again, Wilson with the homer, Wilson with the walk off later, just doing nothing but being great. And he's going to walk away. He's going to walk away. We're going to get shit.
It's going to suck for the Cubs and the Brewers when he's on the Cardinals replacing Yachty next year.
Fuck.
Well, it'll be more fun hitting him when he's a Cardinal, I will say.
That's true.
And it's a whole lot of – and it's a fucking party when we do it as him as a Cub. Let me say that.
Okay, and I didn't see every at-bat in this series, you know, like doing other things and listening on the did anybody get hit by a pitch?
You know what? We can.
I don't think there was.
I don't think there was a hit by pitch. That might be the first time
I'm looking right now. I don't see any hit by pitches in this in any of these lines. Game three, nope, nothing.
Yep, we were watching the game yesterday, and Emily like turned to me. She goes, "Have the Brewers hit anybody the series?" I'm like,
"See, that's why you lost the series. You're not playing your regular baseball and just hitting our guys all the time.
We're too busy hitting home runs, but you know it didn't hold up."
Yeah, well, this one, I mean, Nick Madrigal has really been kind of coming into his own. He had three hits in this game. Wilson with the walk off. I was pretty pissed off. Like, McKinstry starts this game, and you had to pinch hit for him. I don't know what he had a walk and a nothing burger, but and then they pinch hit for him and put in Higgins. Now, but I don't know why McKinstry's out there. Like, the Milwaukee scored in the first inning basically because McKinstry cannot throw to second base. And he's like throws a low ball to, I think it was Madrigal that was playing second. And it was, and like, he's just terrible. Like, he can't hit, he can't throw. I don't know why. I know they're trying him out to see what they have, but I don't want to watch McKinstry play baseball. I would rather try to win baseball games, because, like, who cares about the draft pick? You know, we're going to be like top 10 or whatever, no matter what. So, like, I don't want to. Why is McKinstry playing? So just stop.
I have no idea.
Frost, I'm with you. You're listening right now. I don't know. Is McKinstry in the lineup tonight? Because maybe I don't go tonight if McKinstry's playing. Because I already said I don't want to watch it. I'll listen to it on the radio and just like turn it off when he's on.
No, he is not in the lineup tonight.
Good.
I don't believe. I'm saying that based on memory, which is always dubious. But I believe I saw the lineup and I didn't see him in there.
And then, I mean, this game, you know, goes clown ball. You get you're scoring the courtesy flushers at the end of this. And
you go 11 because of stupidity in the 10th.
I mean, our stupidity, Wisdom hits that double. And then I believe he stole third, with one out. And you can't let that happen. You have one job, hold that guy on second base. And Wisdom, of all people, to steal third on you? What are we doing out there? What are we doing?
He's not fast.
No.
I told him that at the party on Sunday. I'm just like, dude, well, you have no business stealing third, and you got no business trying to run home on a little squibber, because you're not going to make it. And he didn't. And it wasn't close, and he hurt his hand. So, like, what's wrong with you, Patrick?
Yeah. Oh, man. That would have been, I don't know. You got a chance to talk to him. Did you ask him about Waveman Willie?
Yeah, I'm like, dude, don't listen to that guy. Will you tell everybody on the team to stop listening to third base coach? He doesn't know what he's doing. and also, like, Hap had no business scoring. We talked about that at the beginning of the show. But for Christian Yelich, all right, first of all,
oh man,
we gave him hell. Look at my Twitter feed. Oh. I don't know if you saw my Twitter.
I saw it. Oh, my God.
He came back out there. We're yelling, MVP, MVP. And then we were chanting, it's all your fault. It's all your fault. We gave him hell. And he's well-deserved. I mean, what? He's cheating, and then he falls from grace. Yeah, and now you're Jason Hayward.
Oh, and there was a pitching change, I think, after that play. So you guys had a lot of time to just roast him, man.
Oh, yeah.
I love the moment his back's turned, and then at one point, it goes on forever, he finally looks over at the center fielder, and it's like, oh, this is definitely getting to him. He's feeling really butthurt right now. I'm like, how do you not hear this?
Yeah, it was great. I really loved it. I mean, we couldn't really see it. We didn't know if he had just dropped the ball or if he had not made the catch because his back was to us. But there's absolutely no possible way that Ian Happ scores on that tag up.
Oh, he wasn't even running until Christian dropped the ball in the exchange. Then he went. Like, that run was not scoring if he makes that
I'm catch shocked. And
gets it in. Yeah.
I'm shocked Yelich, Willie didn't send him. Shocked.
He could have simply not tried to throw the ball and just run in, and he still would have tagged him.
Yeah, you just outrun him to home. Easy. That's what he should have done. But, you know, he's just a bad player now, so what can you do? This one, it kind of made me mad. I mean, Stroman, I don't know why he got left in the game after he obviously hurt himself.
I don't know why they took him out. He slipped a little bit, and it sort of hyperextended his knee. He said that he was fine, you know, but there's no point. It's fucking raining. and it's wet and it's slick, and he just sort of hyperextended his knee. For the love of just you, this gives you the opportunity. Take all the time you want with your fucking bullpen, you know, bring somebody in, get all the pitches, get him off the field, because you'd like, he's already pitched. Was that in the eighth? Yeah. Like, yeah, he was already pitching. That was his longest outing of the season.
Yeah. And his pitch count was in really good shape. He was still under 100 pitches at that point. How many did he do for the game? But then what's stupid is, like, and I get it. I forget who was up next, but he didn't want him to face him a fourth time, I guess it was. Was it
Adamas?
Adamas, yeah. And Adamas is good. He was already two for –
Stroman was at 96 pitches.
Yeah, 96 pitches. Yeah. So I'm thinking, like, just take him out, you know. And I'm usually not an advocate of taking a guy out when he's dealing, but if in that moment, what's the point? You're right. Like, it give you all the time in the world to reset it, get the guy out there. And then you bring in Wick, who's just been really up and down this year. And he's really not taken that step forward that we had hoped as a closer candidate, but he blew it, you know, he just totally blew it. Gives up the 2-run home run. Now the Cubs are losing, and you know, and poor freaking Stroman. You know, he pitches a great game, probably one of his best as a Cub, and then he gets screwed out of the win.
Well, yeah, but this is another one of those, like, David Ross doesn't seem like he understands what he's supposed to be doing out there. Like, I get it. 96 pitches, eighth inning, fine. Let him stay out there until he slips and hyperextends the knee and actually kind of hops around a little bit. At that point, you just say, well, no, the decision has been made for me. Like, nope, you know, I just, that's the part I didn't get. If that hadn't happened, I would have never blamed him for leaving him out there for one more guy or trying to get the third out, because that's the kind of baseball I want to see. But the slip changes the game. Like,
yeah. Yeah. And then he went out there and then he left him in. Yeah. And then he went out there again and he left him in, gave him the one more batter. And then, and then that guy got a hit. And all of a sudden he's gassed. You know, that's what never makes any sense to me. It's like, now he's spent. I'm like, it's been two pitches. You know, it's the same. Just let him finish it. If you're going to let him finish it, just let him finish it. You know?
This wasn't an A to C move. He's just like, yep, I'm leaving him in. He's like, okay. Now he's done. Yeah. It's like, it's not thought out of like, he's going to go the rest of this inning. It's going to be this guy. And then I'm bringing Wick in, you know,
it's as if David Ross like was like, well, you got to stay out here, man. We got to get the bullpen warmed up. Like he just doesn't know the rules. Like he doesn't know that, you know, once you have the little injury thing, you could pull him out.
Yeah.
I don't know why they don't exploit that more often. I would have a signal to the pitcher to be like, hamstring.
Yeah, they do. They do it in soccer all the time. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's just like little arm discomfort, little shoulder, like, you know. All right, well, let's go talk about game three, the game that the Cubs did lose. But you want to give us a poem, and I'll put on the music.
Here we go. Cubs poem 120. Chicago 2, Milwaukee 5. Steele with 9. Saya with 10. Hap hits 100 is the story that should have been, but Cubs can't win.
Yeah, they couldn't really get to Woodruff too much. Well, not everybody could. I mean, Hap hit the home run. That was his 100th. And Saya hit his 10th of the year, like was said in the poem. And that was pretty much it for the Cubs offense there. You know, not much else on.
That's terrible because Steele is dealing. I mean, man. It's I saw the stat. I was in the back and saw it on the TV. They were talking about it. The first left-hander. So only three left-handers have gone three straight games with 9-plus strikeouts. And it's Randy Johnson and Sandy Koufax are the other two. You know, that's a huge fucking thing. And he's done it. He's just racking up the strikeouts right now. He is on another level. This is not a guy I saw at the start of the year at all. I didn't think he was going to be like this.
Yeah, he's made a ton of great adjustments. And, you know, if he can be, and wasn't it, it was right around the time when he's like, I think I'd like to be like John Lester. Then all of a sudden he was.
Yeah.
That's pretty much how that went. His season high, he struck out 10 twice this year, once back in May, and then another time against Miami in early August. He struck out 9, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 times, and he's got 120 strikeouts and 113 innings pitched this year. So, yeah, this is awesome. I mean, this is great for the Cubs' future
to have a lefty like this. In the first half of his season was not strikeout machine. He was giving up a lot of you know, kind of dink and dunk hits, but he had a lot of people on the base pass quite a bit during his outings, and then he would get out of it. Like, but
they piggybacked him a lot too, yeah, and for reasons of not being good. Because like, his, in April he gave up 4 runs through 2.2 and through 3. So maybe he was just getting going. He had the kind of flow string or the quick spring training and everything. And other than that, like, as far as a stinker goes, like, he's really only had 2 since May, like a really bad outing.
So here's my question. He's had 89 pitches coming out of that inning, and it's going to be third time through the lineup with him, and Rossi pulls him. It's like,
you texted me.
Yeah, I'm like, why are you pulling this guy out of the game right now? And he's dealing. He's striking this lineup out nonstop. He's unhittable at this point, and you pull him. I mean, has he not proven it at this point? You just read the stats with all those Ks and the great starts in a row, and the history's there to leave him in. What's going through Ross's head at that point?
Well, I mean, those stats that he was just reading, some of those 9 strikeouts, 10 strikeouts were in like 4 innings. Okay. You know, like, it's
he throws a lot. Is he on a pitch count, or is it a pitch count thing? Is it?
I think he's
a young guy. They don't trust him third time through the lineup.
Yeah, he's just young. But yeah, on a day like that, unless the kid is saying, you know, I want out, yeah, you send him back out there, because this is the perfect opportunity for him to try and work that one more inning and get one more time through these guys and just see if he can do it, because the season's over. We're not trying to win this, really. I mean, it was, you know, obvious. So,
and what do you have to lose? Send him out if he gives up a hit for the first batter in the 7th? Pull him. I mean, but you this is later in the season. There's not a whole lot for you guys are playing for. You said it exactly right. This is the time when you start grooming him for the future, and this guy looks like he's going to be a big part of your future.
Unfortunately, the future is 78 pitches. You know, it's like, you know, it's fucking annoying.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could have definitely at least let him come out. He's carving up the Brewers all day long. There's no reason why you have to pull him at that point. But, you know, I do think that they're looking towards the future. But at the same time, like, you could see it both ways. Looking towards the future, meaning, like, let's see how far we can put him in. Can he go over 100 pitches? What happens when we do that? When he's this stretched out on a beautiful day. Because it was a good day to pitch too. It was in the 80s, and just
Wind's blowing in hard.
So he's
a good, nice breeze.
Yeah,
yeah.
So there's no reason that you couldn't let him go. Well, at the same time, if he is gassed, you don't want to hurt him. So Lewis is confident. I can see it both ways.
I don't know what was said. You know, where he was at, like, physically or whatever. Like, it's possible that he was like, it's a lot of pitches. You know, I am a little tired or whatever, but I don't know. It's the new baseball is the frustrating part of it, because, you know, we grew up in a time when everybody would throw 110 pitches was just kind of the normal thing. And now that's dropped by 10 to 15 pitches is the normal now. And so I don't know.
Yeah. Well, this game, not a lot to really talk about too much. I mean, Woodruff was pretty good, except for those couple of mistakes to the Cubs. And
The half homer.
The half homer, yeah.
In his career, it landed 20 feet to my left. The ticket guy was selling, you know, raffle tickets. He asked the kid right behind me, he's like, what are you going to do if you catch Hap's 100th homer? And then literally Hap comes out and fucking hits a home run right next to us. And I believe he was getting a bat. I think we found out later he was getting a signed bat for the
ball. Cool.
He gave it back. That was big. And then Seiya and Ortega stay in the dugout and let Hap come out on his own, and left field bleachers gave him standing O. I was standing over in right field. I don't know other people even saw that he was out.
Everybody was too busy building the cup snake at that point, right?
Building the cup snake.
Yeah. That was a monster on Sunday. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they were trying to – they failed on Saturday. They were trying to do one of those things where you – the center field bleachers, and then you've got the center field area that's above, you know, right underneath the scoreboard, and they were trying to do like the Hand of God Sistine Chapel and meet the two snakes from the above area under the scoreboard and from below, and they couldn't do it. They failed. They just kept falling. And then the usher came and was like, oh, you guys are done. You're just dumping beer all over everybody. You can't, you're done. Yeah. You have to stop. So, every time we lose, I just blame cup snakes automatically, I think is kind of how I feel about it.
It's like the wave. You hate it in a close game, like in a blowout, build the snake. But like when it's close and it's, you're going for a sweep against the Brewers, it shouldn't be cup snake time.
Yeah. So hashtag chance in the chat if you would like to win a I forgot to say this at the beginning of the show too. Hashtag chance in the chat if you'd like to win a Frank Chance postcard sent to you by me with a message of love. Hashtag chance in the chat. And we're going to go to break, but I did manage to upload that my friend Tatsuya taking his first shot of Malort. So I'm going to play this first, and then we're going to go to break. Eric, you want to stick around and talk about the Cardinals series with us? You got to go.
I can stick around. Do you guys want me to stick around? I will.
Yeah. All the ranters love you.
All right.
You're everybody's favorite.
We have an equal hatred of the Cardinals.
So I was going to say, it's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, that's why I thought you might enjoy it. There's very little Cubs news to even talk about. Well, a few things. But here's Tatsuya drinking Malort for the first time. And then I will play a commercial, and we will be right back.
Okay, this is Danny Rocket here with my friend Tatsuya. And this is Yuka, his wife. We're here at the Nisei Lounge. I've told them the whole history of Japan how they first came and named Nisei Lounge. But we're going to try our first shot of Malort here. Well, he is. Okay, Tatsuya. Banzai. Banzai. He loves it. So. Here, this is what the handshake is all about. That's why you need this at the end. There's a little beer. Oh.
His mistake was definitely
He's
not,
like, what do I make of this?
Oh. Not swallowing
so,
quickly.
Did you like it?
Yeah, thank you.
What do you think it tastes like? What is the flavor?
I don't know the flavor. I love the beer.
The flavor is like it.
Very strong, but it's tasty.
Yeah, it's tasty. You heard it here first.
All over Chicagoland, there are thirsty, frazzled, overworked Cubs podcasters who are struggling to survive one more baseball season in the dog-eat-dog world of unpaid content creation. But it doesn't have to be this way. You can make a difference. Become a super ranter at patreon.com/sunranto, where your support ensures that poor, sad, pathetic, ugly, loser Cubs podcasters can pay for tickets and beer, and in turn, line the pockets of the baseball oligarch Ricketts family. Just $1 a month can buy a scorecard. $5 a month can pay for guitar strings to write a Cubs song. And $10 a month almost buys one beer at Wrigley Field.
Cubs content creators are the lowest pieces of pond scum garbage that slither over the face of this planet. But Super Ranters help them get drunk and screw off at baseball games. What do you get out of it? The Sun Ranto Show, delivered to your podcatcher without stupid advertisements like the one you're seeing and hearing right now. Plus, at other Super Ranter levels, you can get Cubs music, access to private Sun Ranto pages, the Ranter calendar, and special thanks and Ranter recognition in our live broadcasts, plus eligibility for monthly prizes. What does Sun Ranto get out of it? Your money. For tickets and beer, go to patreon.com/sunranto. That's patreon.com/sunranto. And become a Super Ranter today.
Welcome back to the Sun Ranto Show, brought to you by our 109 Patreon supporters. You guys rock.
Yeah, for sure. Real quick on that video, one of the things I thought was really funny was, and I know what you were trying to say, Danny, but
yeah,
what you
I know.
Did
I totally
say was, I told him the history of Japan.
I know, it's the first thing I said. What I meant to say was, I told him, but I know, I feel like an idiot, but I told him the history of the Japanese at Nisei Lodge is what I meant to say. I just was like on the spot. Yeah, I may or may not have eaten part of a gummy worm before I went to the game. Just saying, I but was not completely able to use my words. yeah, Eric, you sent me an article that you just told me about, but and I saw this before that Japan yeah. launches a contest mm-hmm. to urge young people to drink more, and the reason is because they're not drinking enough, and the tax revenue is going down. They need more money, so the taxes on drinking is so high, and the people are drinking enough. So, and now you see why.
There you see why, right there.
Tatsuya, well, he can't. He got his kid in a bar, you know. And, so maybe that'll help his daughter at Nagi, and you know. Well, 20 years. Will
I said I wanted to set up like an apprentice program where we just start shipping over Japanese youth to cities like Chicago and Milwaukee.
We'll teach
them. And we teach them how to drink, and then we send them back. And this should be part of the package with part of our pitch to Japan. And I think we got a shot at landing this deal, guys. I really do. I think we can win this thing.
If that's going to work, I don't think Malort can be on the menu.
Yeah, exactly.
we'll start with chartreuse, you know, and then just move our way up.
Yeah, or like kind of how I started, you know, just taking like capfuls of out of Eric Otterstrom's mom's vodka bottle.
Yeah,
and then replacing it with water.
Yeah. Some cream demente, memento, or whatever that was called. Yeah. Then we'll slowly upgrade to them taking mouthfuls of Everclear and blowing it into a fire. You know, that's
fireball,
lighting their face on fire like Grizzly Adams.
Chris Salado says, I saw this video on Twitter and watched it with no sound. Had no idea it was my video. Oh, yes. Where there's Malort being spit, there's a Danny Rocket somewhere nearby filming it.
That would probably go viral on TikTok. There's no joke. Like,
maybe I'll put it up there.
That video is amazing.
Yeah, it's really good. I meant to also do like a slow motion version and just like cut it down. Well, I'll cut the part of me telling the Japanese guy that I told him all about Japan.
We'll cut that out.
That should be its own video.
Yeah. I told them all about the history of Japan. And
let me mansplain this to you.
Yeah, let me mansplain your country that I know very little about. So the shogun in 1852 was warring with the samurai. And I made that up. That may or may not be factual. That is a Japanese ass stats. But I got some real stats for you. It looks like I got a scoop this morning and it's now since been confirmed. Alexander Canario moving on up to AAA. So he's making his way through, and just take a look at his stats real quick. If memory, we got Chris Bryant for him, and we got Caleb Killian, who looks like he's we got Canario for Chris Bryant. That's what I meant to say. And the history of Japan. So, But yeah, we got Canario, we got Caleb Killian, and it's looking good right now for what Canario's been doing. He's got 24 home runs this year between double A and high A ball. And I don't know, it's maybe, and now he's going to triple A. So he's just rocking through our system. He's 22 years old, he's hitting bombs. Things are looking good. I just want to bring that up. Wade Miley was removed from a rehab start. So that's not great for us. And just wanted to point out that the next Cubs loss will be loss number 69. So just get ready for that. Everybody can tweet that. Just be ready, ready to go on that one, because I don't think we're going to win all five with the Cardinals. But we got a little bit of Rakes, Flakes, Throws, Blows, Cardinal style right here. So
today I'm going to show you how to rake.
How to rake.
Like how to it. Rake. Who's raking?
Oh, unfortunately, it's Albert freaking Pujols raking right now. Over the last 15 days, he's played in 9 games and had 6 dongs on 15 hits with 1 walk and only 5 strikeouts. His OPS is 1845 over that time, with a batting average of 556. The old man, I think you're right, Danny. I
pee in the cup.
There's some PEDs going on. There's got to be.
You know what's happening is he got divorced before the season started. He's not done. He needs to make more money. She's taking half of it. This is divorced dad energy right now. This is what this is. This is desperation of a broken man that has lost everything.
I'm getting a sports car, moving to Tampa.
Yeah.
Like, let's go.
And unfortunately, he's not the only one really raking, because Goldschmidt is right behind him with 5 dongs in 12 games. He's got a 1307 OPS.
Guy's insane.
In contrast, and they have another one over 1,000, by the way. In contrast, Franmil Reyes leads the Cubs in that time frame with a 962 OPS, and Happ and Contreras each have, I have 5 dongs here, but I think it was 4. They've each got 4. So, yeah, the Cubs are not hitting the ball in the same.
Oh, the Cardinals have won 7 straight. They're coming really hot. They're like really the whole team. I mean, if you look at the last 30 days, which I did, look at the last 30 days for this team, and I'll put it up here. I did manage to screenshot it. You've got, 8 guys with OPSs above 800 in this. Dickerson, DeJong, Gorman, Donovan, Arenado, Nootbaar, Goldschmidt, Pujols that you mentioned, Yeah, I mean, called Goldschmidt with those 9 bombs. I mean, it pisses me in the last month. Pisses me off so much, because they didn't really give up much. And like, you know, and then they got Arenado for free. It's like, what the hell? Like, the league is just like letting the Cardinals just win. Like,
yeah, if this was a fantasy baseball league, you would not have allowed that draft or that trade to happen. That would have been illegal. The commissioner would have nixed it, because it's just, you know, it was too unfair.
Yeah. Well, how about a flaker?
I haven't worried about flakes since my grunge days. Remember them?
Nope. Okay, so Tyler O'Neill is technically the worst, but I'm giving that? This flake to Paul DeJong, because fuck Paul DeJong. His 641 OPS is only 1 homer better than O'Neill's. But DeJong has 5 more strikeouts for 18 over the last 15 days compared to 1 walk. And he's also been caught stealing twice. Oh, and I forgot to say in the top, Pujols does have 1 stolen base in the last 15 days.
Oh, how in the hell? Give it yet. Pee in the cup, Albert. Pee in the cup. That's all I want to say.
Yeah, but
he probably will at his court hearing to get, you know, his kids back, you know.
So maybe his ex-wife finally came and picked the kids up. And, you know, so it is like that, you know, single dad energy. This is my weekend.
Yeah. Oh,
well, I wish you gave it to O'Neill, just because I hate him and because he wears pants that are way too tight.
His whole uniform really is too tight. Yeah, and his dad's like a freaking bodybuilder. It looks like, you know, Lou Ferrigno or whatever. There's a dating myself reference. You know, it's just, he annoys me. He annoys me. We're on throws, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me find the guy. Throw up my hands to the Lord. Throw him up.
This goes to Andre Pallante in the bullpen. Over the last 15 days, he's pitched 7.1 innings over four games with seven strikeouts, one walk, and a 1.23 ERA and a 0.55 whip with a save in there. So,
yeah,
the guy is throwing well. Hopefully he's burned out.
Yeah. Well, I always think that it's going to be opposite. Like, I would love the Cardinals to come and run into a buzzsaw right now and just, like, try to – we know we're going to play them tough, like, no matter what, just because that's what we did to the Brewers. And our young players, they want to show that they've arrived and they want to stay up here and they want to show the other NL Central teams what we're made of. So we're playing for something. We really are. And I would rather, like, the Cardinals – I'd rather the Brewers take the division. I really do. You know, because like, yeah, I mean, if so, yeah,
as much as we hate the Brewers, we don't hate them as much as the Cardinals.
Yeah. So it's like the enemy of my enemy is my friend kind of thing. So, we will try to get you guys back into the race here this week.
So what the Cubs are going to do is sweep all five games and the Brewers just have to win five straight. And then you're tied again.
The best team in baseball.
Yeah, just three on the road against L.A. after a long series against the Cubs. It's going to be tough.
Yeah. So how about
you just put your lips together and blow.
All right. It's Jordan Hicks. I'm calling your name. Hicks has pitched in four innings over four games, and he's got a 15.75 ERA and a 2.5 whip. He's walked four and given up six hits for seven runs.
Well, it hasn't mattered because they won seven straight. So it didn't.
I know. How is it even possible that he's had that opportunity to be that bad? He probably did it all in one game or some shit, like gave up 57.
I mean, they're winning by a lot of runs. Like, I think the other day they gave up seven, but they scored like 15 or something like that. Total last stat, but
I'm going to find out that he's their third baseman that they put in when they're winning by a lot.
Yeah,
the Cardinals are the asshole team that actually does that when they're winning by that much. Put in
no, he really is a pitcher, but no, I mean I'm looking it up now. Yeah, they lost 16-7. They won 16-7. They shut out the Rockies 13-0 at home, too.
Rockies are fucking terrible.
Yeah, that's true.
And then did they sweep the Diamondbacks?
They swept the Diamondbacks. Yeah. They swept Colorado. They won 2 of 3 from Milwaukee, which you well know. And the last time they lost a series was August 9th through 11th, where they lost 2 of 3 to Colorado. But they swept the Yankees, who actually haven't been playing well. They started August by sweeping us. Yeah. So it hasn't been going great for any team that's not the Cardinals when they're playing them. They are 15-3 in August right now. They have the fourth best OPS in the league throughout the season, eighth most homers, so they can hit it out. The Cubs are average at pretty much every single offensive category. They don't strike out a lot. They're the fifth best in that category, the Cardinals are. They do run. They have seventh most stolen bases, and they've scored the fifth most runs in the majors. So, you know, even being average in a lot of categories, you know, they're scoring a lot of runs. They're among the best teams in the league. And then the bullpen, I mean, they're kind of – they have an average team ERA and an average bullpen ERA. So they're not like – really throwing up the big guns. It got a little bit better with Quintana coming in, you know, because I don't know what he's done, like his last start, but I saw his first start was really good. And he had like a no hitter going for a while and shit. So then, you know, they don't walk or strike out a lot of guys, and they're pretty much average in giving up home runs, innings pitched. So it's just an average bullpen overall. I don't know if they approved that too much at the trade deadline, and their defense is really good. Second fewest errors in the majors. The Cubs have the fifth most.
They have the sixth best defensive efficiency ratio, so they're getting the outs. Cubs are below average, and they throw out about a third of the runners that try to steal. So I'm sure they'll throw out half of our runners that try to steal because we're just not very good. We get caught stealing all the damn time. And the weather, I think it looks good all week. So I think all these games are going to get played. Maybe the day game on Thursday looks iffy, but that's a little bit out. I do have a pick for if you are available for the day game tomorrow. I'm going to put a link in the chat. If you shop on our tickets are the cheapest on StubHub. If you're going to buy them on StubHub, shop through our link at sunranto.com/StubHub. It's that simple. We literally get 1% of your ticket price. So if you spend $100, we get a dollar. It's not a lot of money, but we might as well get it instead of StubHub, who sucks.
Yeah. So, I put $1.80 in that kitty.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Michael. I'll give it back to you. So yeah, StubHub, use our links. But this, what I just put in is the link to a very specific set of tickets for tomorrow, all inclusive in the Catalina Club, which is the upstairs club, beer and wine all included with food. It was like $140. Now, I bet you it comes down. So, but use that link. I am. If you can go and get drunk on a Tuesday, I highly recommend doing that because it sounds like a lot of fun.
And that's the upper deck one above the marquee, right, Danny?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So if you want to sit at Wrigley Field where you can't see the field and just watch the game on TV and get fucking hammered, that's your ticket.
That's your ticket. Yeah. I mean, listen, I can easily drink $100 worth of booze at Wrigley Field. Especially on Tuesday. It's a party day.
And if you projectile vomit, you could actually hit the marquee. You can let it rip right over.
And Dominic Galoro writes in, see you Tuesday. And thank you, Dominic, for tickets to tomorrow's game. I'll be hanging out with him in the upper deck. So if you're at this game, I'll be over by Dominic probably. So game one, there's a lot of TBDs right now, but Jordan Montgomery, a lefty who's 6-3 with a 329, is going to go against Drew Smyly in an hour, 5-6, 367. Jordan was really good against us, 7 innings pitched of shutout ball in June. Last time, 5.2 innings pitched of 1-run ball in Colorado. He's been doing quite well. Gomes is 4-10. So is he in the lineup tonight?
No.
Anybody know? Well, that was, once again, Grandpa Lossie just trying to lose games, not putting Gomes in there, 4-10.
Well, now that Franmil's here, we have a DH, I guess. He just plays DH every day. Contreras is behind the plate, and Higgins is playing first.
Yeah, Montgomery, I mean, that start against you guys was with the Yankees. They picked him up via trade for Harrison Bader, and he's just been lights out for the Cardinals ever since. He had one start against the Yankees. I think it was his first start back and just blanked him, man. Guy's legit. Cardinals got better. They needed starting pitching help. They went and got Q. They went and got Montgomery. Just got better, man.
Yeah, I don't know that – I didn't see who we're going to see. We may see Q. Is Q?
He went yesterday. Yeah.
So he's probably the only one we won't see.
Yeah.
Of these guys. And but we will see. Let's see. We'll see Jordan Montgomery. Drew Smyly's going out there tonight. Goldie and Arenado have quite a bit of success against him. Nolan has a homer. But, you know, Smyly, I'm surprised we didn't trade him, but we didn't. And he went 5.2 innings pitched of 2-run baseball against Washington last time out. Well, Adam Wainwright, I think, will be in game two or either game two or three. I don't know if he'll pitch the night or the day. I don't know if that's announced yet. But Cubs brought up Anderson Espinoza for Keegan Thompson. I thought he would pitch, but it looks like Cubs are going to bring up Caleb Killian, who has been pitching, who has pitched for the Cubs, had 3 starts. 2 of them didn't go very well. We also got him for Bryant as well. But Wainwright, man, he's been, I don't know, fountain of youth. I think they're letting him use the drugs too, pee in the cup at him. 3 hits versus Colorado, 7 innings pitched, no runs last time, and he's beaten us twice, only given up 2 runs in 14 innings pitched. But look at Ian Happ's numbers against Wait, no, he's got 4 home runs and 27 at bats. It's pretty damn good. He's batting 333, OBP of 357, 852 slugging. And also, Wilson Contreras has a couple of dongs on. He doesn't hit for average against him, but he's got a triple, a double, a couple of dongs. And but other than that, it's kind of a I mean, it's Adam Wainwright, so most guys don't do very well against him.
No.
So anyway, Adam Wainwright's having himself a year, unfortunately, for the Brewers and the Cubs.
I think you're right about the PED things. I think, you know, Pujols is getting the PEDs. He's better. Wainwright's getting the PEDs. He's better. And then they asked Yachty if he wanted PEDs. He's like, I've never been off of them.
Yeah.
He's like, this is just who I am now.
And then Caleb Killian will be pitching one of these games, and I'll just put up his lines. He did pitch against St. Louis, gave up 3 runs through 5. That was his debut game in the major leagues. Then it got worse. He sucked against the Padres, and he sucked even worse against Pittsburgh. And, put up his numbers for the year right now. At Triple-A Iowa, he had a 4.03 ERA. So in 80 innings pitched, he does have 100 strikeouts. So the dude can pitch. It's just he hasn't done it at the major league level. He's, it's kind of one of those dudes that you want to see get in there and start having a little major league success. Hasn't happened yet. Then Adrian Sampson is going to go out there for the Cubs. I have no idea who will pitch in for the Cardinals in one of these games. But Adrian gave up 2 runs on 4 hits through 5 last time. Against the Cardinals. And last time he gave up no runs against Baltimore through 5.2 innings pitched, completely over achieving for what we thought he'd do. Paul Goldschmidt's only 1-for-10, and O'Neill has a homer off of him. Game 4, Miles Michaelis will be out there. And here's the Cubs numbers versus Michaelis. Ian Happ, once again, 7-for-23. The OPS is low. He's not slugging for anything, but he's seeing it well. Wilson Contreras does well against Michaelis, has a home run. Wisdom's got a home run against him, too. We don't do too poorly against him. I mean, it's kind of a mixed bag. The guys that have seen him do pretty okay. Happen, Contreras seen him most. So the Cubs, they haven't done too bad this year, even though they've lost all 3 games that he pitched against us this year. Cubs got 8 runs, though, in 17.1 innings pitched against Michaelis. And I think Wesneski, the guy that we got for Efros this year,
toy,
is going to make his major league debut on Wednesday. Unfortunately, I can't go, but oh well. But it hasn't gone great. I guess there's some peripheral, like, stats, like his FIP is much lower than his ERA kind of thing, so maybe some bad luck. But he gets the promotion from Triple-A Iowa with a 10-13 ERA. So let's see what happens there.
I'm spelling a sweep, boys.
Yeah, we got 2. Unfortunately, I think you might mean a sweep for the Cardinals.
Yeah. We're going to try. I mean, I'll go root him on tonight. And then game 5, Dakota Hudson versus Marcus Stroman, who pitched great last time. We already talked about him with his 383 earned run average. But Dakota wasn't great against Arizona last time, but they still won 16-7. He gave up 4 runs through 4.1 innings. Franmil Reyes has a homer. No one else has really done much. He didn't face the Cubs yet this year. And Stroh, man, he does not do well against the Cardinals. Let me put up some of these numbers. It's pretty bad. Paul Goldschmidt slashing .462, .533, slugging 1.231 for OPS of 1.764.
Mm.
3 home runs and only 13 at bats. He's walked twice. Wow. Corey Dickerson also with 3 home runs, batting .415 against him. Wow.
I see another made up Cardinals player. I saw the 1333 slugging. And I'm like, who's doing that? And it's Nolan Gorman.
Yep.
Who in the that's is.
Like, Possibly. I mean, I don't know if he's always been doing this year, but I mean, he was one of their top prospects, and now they thought he'd win Rookie of the Year. I don't know where he's at right now, because
he may not even be with the team. I just happened to notice.
Oh, he is. I think.
Like, who the fuck's Nolan Gorman?
Well, they wouldn't. He was one of the guys that they wouldn't trade.
Oh, he's
his wife, and he's, I guess
he's the no Soto for you.
Yeah. The Soto cock block. Yeah.
But he's only batting 246, OBP at 320, slugging 461. He has 13 dongs in the year, so he's doing pretty well for a rookie. But yeah, he had an OPS over 1,000 throughout his 2021. That's Arizona Fall League. He pretty much is coming up from the. I mean, he didn't spend much time at AAA at all. Wow.
Best name in baseball, Lars Nootbaar. Come on.
I don't know if it's the best name in I think it's the best name at the candy store, pretty much. It's like, but
how is there not like an M&M Mars out there reaching out to get something for this guy? Just for the Missouri sort of like demographic market.
Yeah, you would think. But look at
it's got to be soft though, because they don't have teeth.
He's got to have nugget. So the Cardinals overall, you know, and this is not a small sample size, 143 plate appearances. They are batting 333, OBP of 350, and slugging 600 for overall OPS of 950 against Marcus Stroman. So do not go to the game on Thursday afternoon. I don't think you'll be pleased. And Marcus already pitched bad. It was the game right before the injury. He gave up 9 runs against them.
Yeah. Ooh.
9 runs. So the Cardinals own him, but he was really good last time. So we'll see what happens. I mean, 5 games against the Cardinals. I mean, that could be a real shit show. I don't know.
Today we're going to talk about taking a rectal temperature. Do we have to take it rectally? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I believe we might take this temperature rectally this week.
I will say, update me on the Michaelis game. If the wind's blowing out, I think you guys have a chance in that one. He gives up a lot of contact, a lot of fly balls. So he can be beat, but got to put it in play and hope the wind's blowing out.
Yeah. Oh, man, this is... So the Cubs are on, you know, a bit of a run here for them. They, you know, they've won, what, 4 or 5 straight series. You know, they're doing well. But like you said, the Cardinals are doing just as well series-wise and coming in 7 straight. I normally want to see Cubs Cardinals. It's like, I'm a little like this could be bad, but in the end, you got to win 3 games to take this series. It's going to be tough for the Cubs to win 3 against the Cardinals in a week
with rookies on the mound.
Yes.
Well, yeah. I think that's like that's the 2 that they might win, because it's that idea that like nobody's seen them. You know, like you bring out the rookies and, you know, they get that one good game and you're like, oh, wow, we got something here. And then they get fucking shelled the next time out. So,
yeah,
let's hope they get those 2 special games from the rookies.
Eric, I know you like to partake and play the ponies, and you're a bit of a degenerate. So would you bet on the Cubs in any of these games, depending on?
Oh, man.
Would you use betus.com?
Betus.com.
I said, I would message you and ask you, what's the win like in that Michaelis game? Because that guy can get shelled. And if that wind's blowing out, I might take the plus money on the Cubs in that game, to be honest with you. And then the Stroman game, I'll probably take the -1.5 with the Cardinals. Little bit better money on that one, because you read those stats back and I'm like, yeah, that's not going to be fun.
Yeah.
There you go.
I mean, you take heard all the prop Wilo. Bets too. Yeah. Take all the prop bets. If you ever want to know like what the wind is really doing, just ask me what's going on. If you have any questions, cause it really does matter quite a bit.
It does.
So just a quick announcement. I got to go. The game's going to start soon. I'm going to it. Hop Stop, Bleacher Bum Band, September 24th. I'm dropping a link in the chat. Go to riversidehopstop.com and find out about that. It's beer and rock and roll. Beer and Bleacher Bum Band. A lot of bees going on. So
one last prediction. Montgomery's due to get hit. He's had three great starts for the Cardinals. Just the way baseball runs, this could be his off start. And the Cubbies, I'm predicting it right now, will win tonight with Smiley on the mound.
I do love the advanced stats.
Yeah.
Do.
Well, and and take all of our, and you can't trust us, as David Elliott points out here, bad gambling advice only on the Sun Ranto show, because you know our tagline: when you lose,
we win.
We win.
Yeah, we don't make any money unless you're in there just dumping cash.
Yeah, so get out there and place your bets on the Cubs all week long. I'm feeling sweep, everybody. Get out there. Because when you lose,
We win.
So, yeah, I don't have any TFC. I flaked on it. I got nothing.
Oh,
so
I've got two.
Good. You make up for my lack of one.
Okay, so the first one is not Cubs related, but we have talked about this a number of times on the show. I enjoyed it. The Sporting News put up side-by-side pictures here of Mr. Met and Max Scherzer, and apparently Mr. Met has one blue eye and one brown eye, just like Max Scherzer.
Actually, technically, Max Scherzer has two brown eyes and one blue eye. Oh. Just wanted to point that out. More poop jokes, more butthole jokes. Yeah. Let's make butthole jokes.
Christian Yelich is a Max Scherzer fan. There we go. Because he eats ass.
Exactly.
All right. And then this one, Stan, I've caught myself looking forward to watching Cubs games now. I'm sick to my stomach. That is kind of how we feel now. It's like you're excited. You're like, oh, the Cubs are going to play today, or you're going to the game. Like, I went to the game yesterday and then they fucking lost. And I'm just like, ah. Oh. Why do I do this to myself?
Yeah, I don't understand. You drove a long way to do it to yourself, too. All right, hashtag chance in the chat. It's your last chance to get in there. Hashtag chance, and you could win a Frank Chance postcard sent to you by me with a message of positivity and love. Let's pick a winner. A wiener. Here we go. And the winner is, oh, well, you can't win two times in a row, but congratulations. I'm making that rule up by myself. We're doing it again. Everett Yoakum won. You can't win twice.
When Everett wins, he loses.
And the winner is Chris Salato. Congratulations, Chris. You are the, well, you're the second winner, but you actually did win. And
yeah,
the show, second winner wins the actual thing.
Yeah, you're kind of like all these. You're kind of like what the Brewers are trying to pull off right now. They're just going to let the Cardinals win, and they're like, well, if we get second, you know, we'll get in a tournament. So
I told Danny last time we had a 25-year celebration of the losing World Series team from '82. The Harvey Wallbanger. So that is very accurate.
Well, I mean, to be fair, we cheered the 1969 third place Cubs. I mean, we still cheer them.
Yeah, I wrote a song about it. So, all right, well, that's our show. Eric, thank you so much. What do you got to plug right now?
If you're in San Diego, I will be there the 7th, 8th, and 9th. Wheeloco.com. Come check me out. Bunch of fun shows.
7th, 8th, and 9th of September.
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. Yeah, it's go to, what is it? What's your website? It's ericwheelo.com, right?
Ericwheelo.com, or yeah, that's the best way to do it.
Somebody wasn't sitting on that?
I'll put it in the comments. That'll make it easier, right?
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah,
I'm surprised somebody didn't poach ericwheelo.com.
Not yet.
And make you pay for it.
Not famous enough.
ericwheelo.biz is gone, though, so dot gov taken up. So So yeah, so that's the show. I'm going to play. Everybody really loves when Bleacher Band plays "Fuck the Cardinals," and we're about to play the Cardinals. So hey, fuck the Cardinals. I got to go. I'm going to get down to this show. Eric, thank you for coming on, and Michael, we'll talk on Thursday night.
At some point, yes.
Yeah, Thursday after the game, maybe we'll go. Maybe we'll do one of those Twitter spaces. Those are fun.
Okay. This is the only time you'll ever hear me say this on this show, but go Cubs, kick the shit out of the Cards. There we go.
Yeah, you're really looking for that five-game sweep.
We need your help, guys.
We'll give it. We're playing good ball, so we'll do what we can do. Spagog, y'all.
Spagog.
The Sun Ranto Show is always brought to you by all of our Patreon subscribers, who we call the Super Ranters. Well, who are the Super Ranters? Well, Super Ranters, they have their own RSS feed, and they get the show early and ad-free delivered to their inbox or podcatcher. They get bonus content, for example, like the recording of our ColorCast conversations. They get exclusive access to the Sun Ranto Super Ranters Facebook page and our private Discord channel, which we've been using a fair amount this season. Our Patreon patrons are also eligible for all our Sun Ranto contests, like the Super Ranter of the Month and Sun Ranto Scavenger Hunts, which we'll get to later on in the year once the weather finally gets better. There's perks at every level. $5 Super Ranters get to hear all the Cubs parody songs before the rest of the world. $10 Super Ranters are recognized by name at the end of our shows and have access to our Cubs daily shows, which are called Sun Ranto Singles. At $12, you get the Ranter calendar every year, and you can even place an advertisement about anything you want at some of the higher levels. So the most important thing is we like to give back to our community here in Chicago. So 10% of all of our Patreon money goes directly to the Lost Boys Baseball Club, which uses baseball to help decrease violence and improve the social conditions for young people in Chicago. It is one of Sun Ranto's main missions to serve our community here. Here's the thing. It costs a lot of money and time for us to produce a great Cubs fan show, and frankly, a penny a download from our podcast advertisers like gambling syndicates and dick pill companies. It's just not enough to keep Sun Ranto on the air. We have hosting fees, streaming fees, equipment, tickets, batteries. Subscribe today and you'll never have to hear me ask you to become a Patreon patron again, because the show will be ad-free. Stop making me waste your time. Sign up for as little as $1 a month. Patreon.com/Sunranto. Patreon.com/Sunranto. Please join us today. Then join at the $3 level. That's $3 a month. We each get a beer at Wrigley a year. Patreon.com/Sunranto is where you sign up. That's Patreon.com/Sunranto. PATREON.com/SONRANTO.
Get upgrade warriors. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.